Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text is that reading that was read from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 14. Self-promotion or propaganda about one's own status has been around a long time. We see it already in Satan's desire for God's throne and in Adam and Eve's desire to be like God. Modern media, however, has taken this old craft and given it new wings. A show like American Idol takes completely unknown musical talent and promotes them to a point where they become household names in the music industry. Politicians who do not know how to use the media do not go far. Some networks give more evening coverage to what is happening with Hollywood stars than they give to what is happening in Washington, Iraq, or London. Yes, is the fornication of Jennifer Garner with Ben Affleck, her pregnancy, and their subsequent marriage really earth-shaking news or trivial self-promotion? Our text comes from a series of three parables that Jesus is using as he uses this image of the marriage feast or banquet as a backdrop for his teaching. Our parable is focusing on the actions of the invited guest. And then the next one after our text focuses on the actions of the host of the banquet. And the third focuses on both guest who turned down a host invitation, as well as the inclusivity of the gracious host. Jesus is speaking all three parables to a significant group of Pharisees, since he was in the household at the dinner of one of the rulers of the Pharisees, a ruling Pharisee. They were upset with his apparent disregard for Sabbath laws and for purity laws, because he had healed on the Sabbath, as well as he was eating with all sorts of sinful scum in their mind. Jesus says to them, I read once again our text, when you are invited by anyone to a marriage feast, do not sit down in a place of honor, lest a more eminent man than you be invited by him. And he who invited you both will come and say to you, give place to this man, and then you will begin with the same to take the lowest place. But when you are invited, go and sit down in the lowest place, so that when your host comes, he says to you, friend, go up higher. Then you will be honored in the presence of all who sit at table with you. We may think that Jesus' instruction to take the lowest place at a marriage feast rather than the place of honor is a rather minor point of dining etiquette. That's because many of us are insensitive to the significance of honor and shame in the ancient Near East. Few things were more valuable to individuals than their honor. And nothing was more tragic than to be publicly shamed. What Jesus says about dining was wise, and these Pharisees certainly would have recognized this. Yet what Jesus has to say about dining has much broader application to life, and that is made clear with his emphatic summary statement at the end of this parable, where he says, for everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. Humility is central not only to banquet seating, but to all walks of life, Jesus teaches us. Jesus shreds the use of self-promotion in the kingdom of God. Such is not the way of the Creator, even though it has become the way of the fallen creation. Humility among the Pharisees, as well as among us, not only grows from the realization that we are not better or more righteous than others, but are all fallen sinners who deserve nothing other than death and eternal damnation. Such humility is helpfully illustrated by the evangelist Luke in the very next chapter, following chapter 14, namely as he tells the parable of the lost coin, lost sheep, but then the lost sons. And as he talks about the self-promoting son who is claiming his inheritance and after realizing his false ways says, "I will arise and go to my father and say, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Treat me as one of your hired servants.'" The father gives this humbled son nothing other than a banquet, his robe and his very signet ring, signifying the exalted status that he gives this one who has humbled himself. "For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted." Jesus not only speaks this wisdom about humility, but first and foremost, he embodies it in his own life. A life of humility lived out, and a life of humility sacrificed for all proud, self-promoting sinners like you and like me. The life that we cannot live on our own, he has lived for us. The humility that we do not show, he has shown in our place. He did not promote himself, he gave up himself, even to death on the cross and to the very anguish and suffering of hell. For us, he did it. His humility is one forgiveness for all of this world's self-promotion. Now, the life of humility that he is calling us to live in this very statement at the end of this parable is not an impossible life, but it is a life that is lived in and only through Christ Jesus. We need a new mind to live such a life, and that new mind is given to us in baptism. The very mind of Christ as we are joined with Christ in those waters. And that is why the Apostle Paul could write for the Philippians and for us this day, "Do nothing from selfishness or conceit, but in humility count others better than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his own interest, but also to the interest of others. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who, though he was the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. And being found in the form of man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." Mel Gibson's movie, The Passion of the Christ, caught the theological significance of this parable, its summary statement, very well in one of the closing scenes of the movie. You'll remember, if you saw that movie, that at the very moment when the climax of Christ's humble self-giving comes about, namely as he gives up his spirit, as he takes his final breath, the self-promoting and exalted Satan is forcefully humbled, streaks to the very depths, I should say shrieks too, to the very depths of hell. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but he who humbles himself will be exalted. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.